everyone. Welcome to episode 117. We didn't leave forever, just for a couple of weeks.
I know what happened. All of a sudden, I was like, wait a minute. When was the last? I'm going to look. Oh, yeah, that's bad. The last time we posted was October 20th. I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry. Listen, stuff happened. This is a busy time of year for Girk. She runs a little small business, and the holidays are super busy. So, yeah, November, and, like, it's been a month and a half. So, I'm sorry.
So, we're going to do a little Christmas light, ha-ha. Like, because I'm sure it's not going to
be a little shorty. It's going to be a little shorty because if you could see my office, I am literally surrounded by packages because I am one of those horrible people. And I don't know whether it feels bad to me. Not to me, actually. I'm not going to lie. It feels great to me that I don't buy any of my gifts in a store anymore. And I feel bad about the not supporting small businesses part of it. Because I used to buy some stuff in, stores. But remember the days of, like, walking around the mall and just kind of coming home with just bags and bags of stuff from the mall to do your Christmas shopping? And now I don't do any of it. Yesterday I went to, or 2 days ago, I went to Rite Aid because I needed to buy a few stocking stuffers and I needed to get some gift tags to wrap stuff. But I had to get some makeup for stocking stuffers and just some easy, like, Rite Aid stocking stuffer stuff. And I was so proud of myself. My husband called me as I was leaving, and he was like, what are you doing, babe? I said, I just purchased Christmas presents in a store. I parked my car. I walked into the store. I bought presents, and I actually left the store with a bag. No, I didn't get a bag because it's California. You have to buy bags. I walked out of the store with gifts in my hand.
Wait, what do you mean? Well, how are you supposed to carry your stuff out? Do you bring your own bags?
You have to bring your own bags.
Okay.
Or you have to buy. I think that you can buy them for like 5 cents or 10 cents each. It was a whole thing for like recycling because the landfills were just filled with these plastic bags.
Yeah.
And most of them were horrible for the environment. So, I mean, I think the plastic ones started to go away and it started to be more paper and biodegradable stuff.
Right.
But, yeah, you have to – most people in California bring their own.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So you got some stuff that, I don't buy Christmas presents.
I know, but my family, we have certain parts of the family. My husband's side of the family is a big family, and we do the white elephant gift exchange, which is hilarious and sometimes sad because sometimes I feel like I get, I have 5 people in my family. So sadly, I basically subsidize a quarter of the gift exchange because it's $25 a person. You can do a male gift and a female gift. So there's 2 different gift exchanges. You pick a number so you can steal gifts.
I hate that. I fucking hate it.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun. It's fun.
I fucking hate it.
Our family loves it because it makes it, it adds an element of danger.
No, it's mean. It's mean-spirited. It's nasty. And it's awful.
No, because then you get a chance to get a better gift.
But then what you're saying is to the person who bought the other gift is that their gift sucked.
No, it just sucked for you. It might be great for some, but what's great for some, like, listen, when I was shopping, I do a lot of shopping on American Eagle because they have the sweatshirt. I'm wearing, like, my cozy sweats, my one for you, one for me, because that's what happens sometimes at the Christmas, too.
Mm-hmm.
I have a whole sweatsuit outfit on that I bought from American Eagle. Everything is, like, 40 to 50% off right now. And they can stumble across some cute stuff at that store. So I bought this really cute silver little backpack. Now, would 90-year-old Aunt Mary want that? Probably not. Would my other, like, 60-year-old Aunt Mary want that? Probably not. But I knew my sister-in-laws would probably bet, and my stepdaughters would probably just battle over it.
Right.
And so I bought a few things.
Okay, well, good. But I mean, everyone's got their own thing. I can't stand them, but okay.
Some years it's sad because I'll feel like, oh, yeah, this is a great gift, and then nobody wants it. And I'm like, womp, womp.
Yeah.
But, so, I spend $125 to be in the gift exchange to get a $25 gift.
Right.
And the kids were still trying to teach the kids because they were begging to be in the adult gift exchange. And I said, okay, but if you get a kitchen utensil, you better keep your fucking trap shut and not complain about it. I don't want to hear about it.
Right. By the way, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Keep your fucking trap shut. Merry Christmas.
Well, you want to know why? Because my kid was the one that was like, Starbucks. I don't drink coffee. Now, mind you, this is a child who begs to go to Starbucks every weekend so they can get whatever their mocha, frappa, yappa, whatever, sugar.
Right.
But the, you know, the Starbucks gift card that she got was like, I don't drink coffee. I'm not going to use this. So trust me, my kids can be hateful sometimes.
Yeah.
I have to, you got to keep them in check. They're going through
sure.
a phase. But that being said, my side of the family, they like to spend money on each other. Even like when we don't have, I don't have any money. Everyone else has money. I'm like, I don't have any money. Me and my younger sister are like, fuck.
Right.
Sending you this year. I'm making you something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make you a noodle necklace. And I'll paint it silver.
Right.
So, hence, you know, I'm surrounded by presents, and I have three kids, so I'm surrounded by presents. But can I tell you, the night before the gift exchange, Friday during the day, my mother-in-law's in town for the Christmas party.
Sure.
My sister-in-law's in town. She flew in from Illinois. She's living in Illinois now.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was a guest on our show.
Yes, I know.
She's living in Illinois now. She flew in, so she was staying at my house. So we had guests at the house for a week. And I was at work. I had to work that day. And I get a call from my mother-in-law. And I thought, you know, I always tell them, call me if you guys need anything. But they never do. So I'm like,
sure.
Why is my mother-in-law calling me?
Mm-hmm.
So I answer the phone, and I hear, you need to calm down. Come home right now. You need to come home right now. And I thought, wait, are my kids there? Because, you know, that's usually the call you get when your kids are being assholes.
Right.
Yeah. And the babysitter or the parents can't take it. And I'm like, oh, God, what do they do now? Wait a minute. My kids aren't there.
What's going on?
My kids aren't there. She goes, your house has been, you've been robbed. You need to come home right now. And I go,
what?
So I drop everything. And I race home, and
you've been robbed.
Our house had been robbed. We've been
robbed.
No. Yeah.
What'd they take?
So it was Christmas, and just that morning, of course, I don't know why, but I got a wild hair up my ass that for some reason, right that minute, I needed to wrap my gift exchange gifts because the family gift exchange was the next day. So I decided I needed to wrap the presents like right now. And of course, my office was. Luckily, a lot of the stuff that I had ordered from Amazon and from all the different places, American Eagle, whatever, a lot of it hadn't come quite yet, but some of it had. There was some expensive stuff in the office, piles in the office. So I come home. I said, you know, call the police. Have you called the police? No. Do you want me to call the police? I'm like, yes, call the police right now. So I come home. My mother's already there. My mother-in-law's there. My father-in-law was there because he had just driven in for the weekend for the party as well. My sister-in-law was there with her dog, which her dog was at the house. She has this little yippie, like...
The dog was at the house when they broke
in? Yes, and she has a little yippie, like, in
people
years...
She's really lucky they didn't kill it.
Yes, in people years, that dog is 80 years old, so I think maybe we got lucky. But, I didn't think about that until later. Like, they could have just killed... If the dog had been barking and annoying them, they could have just killed it or like, shoved it out in the street, which it would have died immediately because we're surrounded by coyotes. The police were here when I got here, and I walk in, and my house was a wreck. They had completely, everything in the bedroom.
No.
Everything in the office. The back room, the game room wasn't that bad, but they took my son's, my son's prized possession, which he saved his money and bought himself his PS4.
Oh.
And I think they got interrupted. I think we were lucky because I think my in-laws were here. So if they had even been watching the house, I don't know why they would have picked that time. There was still a car in the driveway. They had just driven away. They were gone for maybe 45 minutes. They went to get lunch and that was it. And they came back. So I think they stopped them from ransacking the kids' rooms because they had just started on the kids' rooms. But regardless, There was three of them.
How do you know
so,
that?
So I'll tell you. I'll get to that in a minute.
Oh, okay.
So I go into my bedroom, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, oh, my God. They got all my jewelry. They, because I have a jewelry armoire, a little thing that has all the jewelry in it. They emptied it out. And I look over, and if you could see the picture, it was like whatever you imagine a teenager's room, like a stereotypical teenager's room to be. where nothing is in the drawers. Everything from the drawers is on the floor. And the bed had, like, stuff all over it, had the stuff from the drawers and the safe, which, I mean, they were really fucking stupid. They did get caught, but they're really fucking stupid because, first of all, we're fucking poor. We didn't have any money. We don't have, like, I mean, my husband's watches, and I had some jewelry, but, I mean, we're not going to have anything, like, that's crazy cool. And these were just smash and grab. So this was not professional. There was no, like, computers, TVs, any of that. It was they look for jewelry, watches, cash. So that's why they hit specific rooms, the office, the bedroom. And I go into the bedroom, and so I have the safe. But, you know, again, womp, womp, you didn't get anything. My safe has photos in it.
Right.
My safe has all of my photos. It's a fireproof safe. I didn't buy it because it's a – who would buy that to put their cash in? You can carry it away. It's a small safe. It's just for fires. So that's on the bed. And I look over, and I go, huh, there's a safe with the contents all spilled out, and a box from my nightstand open on the bed. What do we think was in that box?
Your vibrator.
It was my goodie box. On the bed. They couldn't have just, like, everything else was on the fucking floor. They couldn't have just put, like, it couldn't have landed on the floor under a pile of clothes with everything else.
Because you can't touch anything because the cops have to come through, right?
Yeah, and it was bright purple. It's bright purple. It was my rabbit. So I walk in, and I'm surveying the scene, and I go, oh, my God, there's – and I look up, and I go, well, that's great. That's great. It's
your
open.
Your in-laws, everyone who walked through the house.
Yeah, yeah. So I went, okay, Keek. What to do in this situation?
You don't want to touch it because what if they got fingerprints off of that?
Let's take the wind out of this one, shall we? So, of course, they didn't fingerprint anything at the house. They didn't do that until later. They should have fingerprinted the property when it was still at the house. But regardless, I'll get to that in a minute. So I go, okay, in true Keek fashion, because you could either A, ignore it because nobody else is going to say anything about it. Just ignore it, and as soon as you can clean it up, you just quietly put it away. Or B, take the wind out of it and make a joke. What would you have done?
I would have made a joke about it because I'm, you know, yeah.
So I walk into the kitchen where the police officer, his trainee, he had like a 12-year-old trainee, my in-laws, father-in-law and mother-in-law and my mother and my sister-in-law. I walk into the kitchen and go, so they didn't get my vibrator, so that's awesome. They just they left that one on the bed for you guys. So let me know when I can put that away. That'd be great. Thanks.
And what'd they say?
Nothing. They just laughed. The police officers didn't say anything, even though the older one was really funny, but they didn't. They were too busy, you know, kind of doing their job at the moment. But
right,
my in-laws
yeah.
and, you know, I mean, everyone else was like, oh, my God, blah. Because I said something to my sister-in-law later, and she said, yeah, we all saw it. I mean, it was pretty awesome. I'm like, was it really? You think everyone saw it? And she was like, yeah, there was no way of missing the bright purple in the open box. It was like, it was almost like
guess what, Keek? The rabbit's out of the bag.
Right, right. Like the jewelry boxes. You know the little jewelry boxes that when you open them and the little light shines down on the diamonds
and the ballerina,
so it sparkles?
Yeah.
It was almost like that. Like the vibrator box opens and the light shines down on it.
Yeah.
Bright purple glowing. It was kind of like that. It was almost like in a place of honor on the bed. Like they should have just propped it up on one of the pillows so it could have been higher and maybe angled it towards the door. And that's
sure,
the only way it would have been.
Or left it on and just let it go the whole
more
time.
Conspicuous than it was.
Yeah.
I felt like I was in an episode of Parenthood or in the movie Parenthood when they
find
her
great.
Vibrator. So I kept making jokes about it. I made because I it just thought there was something about it that just tickled me so much.
I think it's hysterical.
The hilarity factor of it outweighed the embarrassment, so I just kept making jokes about it. We would walk around the house, and I'd be like, so can I put the vibrator away now? Or no, not yet? Okay, great. Just let me
right.
know. Any time now would be great.
So what happened?
So they said, okay, we're going to get – if you can tell us – because they hit my sister-in-law's luggage as well, so they got her jewelry too.
Oh,
my
no.
mother-in-law was leaving that morning to go stay with her brother where the family party was, so she had already packed up all her stuff, and it was in the garage, and they didn't go in the garage. So her stuff didn't get touched. But we don't know what the dog must have thought or done because they smashed a window in the back room. They smashed a window in the back room where my sister-in-law was staying, like right over the bed where she was staying. And I'm assuming the dog was in that room because that's where she usually – it's a support animal for her. Right. And so it goes everywhere with her. But, you know, occasionally she'll leave it if she's going to lunch. So she just happened to leave her there that day. And that's usually the room that she stays in because that's where my sister-in-law stays.
Right.
I don't know. The only thing we can guess is maybe she didn't bark at them because there was no one in the house. Because usually she'll bark at people.
Or maybe the robbers were dog lovers.
Maybe they were dog lovers. I don't
sure.
know.
Maybe that was
so
the one.
So she was clearly not at them, I don't yeah. think. She either got scared or she just didn't bark because there was no one in the house to protect. Maybe. We got lucky. So that was lucky number one. Lucky number two is that my son did not walk home from school that day because he had his teen boys group at the church after school. So he walked there with his buddies, so he wasn't there. That was lucky number two. Lucky number three, a little before one in the afternoon. Lucky number three was my in-laws were staying there, and they came home immediately. And so it was called in immediately. So that was lucky number three. Lucky number four was that I guess LA cops can be kind of racist. I don't know. They randomly profile people and pull them over. So these three individuals got, I don't know what race they are. They could be white for all I know. I have no idea. I didn't ask. They randomly profiled whoever these three individuals were and randomly profiled them leaving, like, in our neighborhood or thereabouts within an 8-minute radius of our neighborhood and found our stuff in their car and took them to the police station. Yes. So because they found them.
Were they younger people?
One of them was a juvenile, 17, and the other two were adults, but I don't know how adult. I don't know. I don't know their ages. When the police were at the house, they said, we have some individuals in custody. They have stolen property on them. If it is yours and it matches your description, then we can arrest them. We can hold them, but we can't hold them now, so I got to get there fast, and you will get your stuff back. So we did get our stuff back. We were able to go to the police station. My sister-in-law is still missing one of her Brighton earrings. I think it got lost in the shuffle.
Okay.
But as far as I know, we got almost everything back. He got his PS4 back because, you know, there's nothing worse than seeing your kid cry because PS4 is broken. Because it was really beat up because even when the officer came in, all of our stuff, they didn't take it out of the – they took our pillowcases and they shoved all of our stuff in pillowcases. It was still in pillowcases. And the officer was struggling with it and he was like, ka-kang, ka-kang. I was like, oh, God, can you be a little more gentle? There's like a really sensitive piece of equipment in there.
Right.
So I was a little worried it was going to be busted. But it was not. It was not. It actually was working. Thank God.
Yeah.
And we just got really lucky.
So but what happened? You got amazingly lucky. So what will happen to these young hoodlums?
Well, they're bonded out right now. The juvenile was let go because he's a juvenile. And I guess, I don't know how that juvenile, the juvie system works. But the other two, one of them had already bonded out a couple of days ago. And the other one was, I think, in the middle of trying to bond out that day. They were raising his bail. I don't know. But our window, of course, is still broken. Oh, yeah. It's a felony.
Good.
They will definitely go to jail for them. It's not even about our pressing charges. We don't have to press charges. They were breaking and entering. They stole property. They, you know, the DA presses charges.
Okay.
So that happened.
You were so lucky.
And now I'm like, okay, we got really lucky. I don't think we would be so lucky next time. So now I've installed. Well, I can't afford an alarm. I can't afford like ADT. I mean, that's, you know, $40 a month.
Yeah.
Which, you know, 35 something. It's in the grand scheme of things. It's like, oh, that's not really that much money. But that's kind of a lot of money for me. And it might be overkill. I don't know. So I've been doing a lot of research. So I've installed a camera inside the house. And because the cameras now are crazy.
I know. I mean,
motion. I mean, for $150, for under $200, you can get motion sensor, night vision, 180-degree fisheye.
Right, where it alerts your phone, right?
They all come with apps where it alerts your phone and tells you there's motion in the hallway. You can get so I'm getting one for – I have one that I have for inside the house because we don't need multiple. You just need – I just have it on the hallway because you can't go anywhere in our house without walking through the hallway.
Sure.
So I have one in the hallway, and I ordered one of those Ring cameras for the front door because I always used to judge those. You know the commercials where the floodlights come on and the woman's like – get the fuck out of my, you know, what do you want? Get out of my. I always used to judge those because I thought, okay, first of all, it doesn't look like a real doorbell. What robber is going to come up and go, oh, let me, bing, bong, let me activate the one that's, you know, that's a doorbell. But I was wrong. Judgy McJudgerstein was wrong.
Yeah.
They're all motion sensors. So, oh, hello. Speaking of, there's my phone.
So you don't have to ring the doorbell.
No, anyone that even remotely approaches your door will activate the camera. And when they knock on the door, you can hit the speaker button that says, you know, can I help you? What do you want? So I bought one of those for the front door. I have the camera inside the house. I want to get one more for the back of our house because I live in a middle-class neighborhood that, you know, there's a lot of robberies in my neighborhood, in the neighborhood, the one that I used to live in. There's a lot of robberies up here because we're not stupid rich, but people have stuff and they don't necessarily have tons of security. It's not a gated community.
Right.
You can hit it easily during the day because everybody works. And these neighborhoods are rife with crime, with daytime crime, porch pirates, and because that's the new thing, is people stealing packages. So like they call them porch pirates. I don't know if you guys get those in where you live.
No. I mean, last night
I have
issues
with porch pirates.
No, not here. But a lot of people are home. I'm home all day. My neighbors are home all day. The house next door is being built. There's people, there's constantly people
but
around.
But even if you're home, there's people home in my neighborhood, too. Even if you're home, who's going to call if someone just randomly dressed like me or you walks up to the porch, picks up a couple of boxes, gets back in their car and drives away? Who's going to call the police? People don't think about that kind of stuff. It's not like they're all dressed in black and they do it in the dark of night. I had my brother-in-law years ago, this was like 15 years ago, he had his classic car stolen in the middle of the day. They just pulled up in front of his house with a big, you know, professional tow truck, loaded his car into the tow truck, and drove it away. And who would call? Because people would think, oh, he must be having his car serviced or his car must be broken.
Right, right. Yeah, I guess so.
It's crazy. It's not the way it used to be. It's not how it used to be.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, obviously, as a business owner who sends packages, I'm constantly having to deal with people that say, you know,
the
package was delivered, and you have to be careful.
How do you deal with that? Because I was thinking about that the other day.
I'm responsible for it. I have to pay for it.
You're responsible. So even if UPS says we delivered it and it was on their
UPS and FedEx are different because they guarantee their delivery. They take the responsibility. The U.S. Postal Service does not. Unless it's a priority package, if it's a first class mail package,
so maybe you should start using UPS.
They're too expensive.
Really? I thought it was more competitive now.
Mm-mm. No.
Oh.
Because my stuff is most of my stuff is under a pound.
So that's been my week. Because every day, at first I was like, I'm surprised I wasn't more shocked and traumatized. And I think it was mostly because in the morning my house was safe. In the afternoon, my house was ransacked. And by the evening, before I went to bed, everything was cleaned up and put back where it was supposed to be. There was some stuff that was scratched and broken, but everything was basically put back. So I don't think I really had a chance to feel violated and traumatized because all of my stuff was put back.
Because they also got the people.
They got them, but the thing about it is they would not have, because the way our system works is they profiled them. They profiled them and picked them up because they saw stuff in their car and they were like, that looks like you robbed that from some. No, it's ours. We found it on the side of the road. We picked it up. It's ours. And so with that side of the law, they only had a certain limited amount of time to hold them with no cause before they could sue them.
Right.
So that's why if we hadn't called when we did and my son didn't get home until after 5, which he normally would have gotten home after 5 on a Friday, they would have been released already with our stuff.
Right.
They would have been released, and we never would have gotten it back. So we just got really lucky. So I'm installing the cameras, and I want to put one outside in the back. You know,
did they
just
take
so
your cameras, your photography cameras?
No, and that's the thing. I asked the officer, I'm like, what the hell? And he said, okay, listen, these guys were idiots. They were not professionals. The professionals are still out there. We're still working on trying to catch those guys. These guys are easy to catch because they're really fucking stupid. Like, they just smashed and grabbed whatever they could grab, and probably 90% of the stuff they grabbed was worthless. They grabbed, empty jewelry boxes, like the velvet boxes. Don't ask me why I keep them. It seems weird to throw them away. But the boxes, like fancy jewelry comes in, gifts. I felt weird they got a bunch of those that were empty. When I was going through my stuff at the station, the officers were laughing because he was like, oh, my God, they're so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
So half that shit was empty. They grabbed, like, a wooden box out of my desk that had thumbtacks in it that I keep thumbtacks in. They got they emptied. Like, my sister was laughing at me because she said, you are more upset about your OCD shit than you are about anything else being broken. I was more upset about the fact that I have all of my receipts organized.
Yeah.
And especially my pay stubs because I'm an actress. I get literally over a thousand pay stubs every year, and I have them organized. So as I'm entering, I have a system.
Yeah.
Well, they upended my receipts.
Bastard.
And they took the pay stubs. They took them. So not only were they a mess and I have to reorganize them, but I turned to the officer and I was like, what can they do with these? I'm so confused. And he was like, nothing. They're fucking idiots. They can't do anything with pay stubs.
Did he say fucking idiots?
Yes. So I was like,
you know it's good when the cop is swearing. Like, these guys are just fucking
idiots. Was laughing. He was laughing so hard because he was like, these guys are so stupid. They took my so all the receipts were in there, but they actually confiscated my pay stubs, and all of my utility bills were like, it was like raining utility bills. They were all over the office. I don't know why they felt like they needed to look for whatever they needed in my utility bills.
Right.
Luckily, they did not take the gift exchange gifts, but they did open them all. So thank God I wrapped them.
Yeah, that was great.
So that was helpful.
Oh, my
Pete,
that's quite a story.
It's just crazy. I'll send you pictures. I know you guys, we'll see if we can try to post pictures, but it's crazy.
It makes what happened, I just was going to contribute a couple little tidbits. Like, I think that there, something died in my chimney, like, 2 weeks ago. And
you remember the story I told on the air about the rat dying underneath my floor.
Yes.
That is a horrible smell, especially when you don't know where it's coming from and it's the dead of winter and you can't open windows.
Yes. It is cold here. I mean, it's been mild, but it's cold here. And so it was like 2 weeks ago I started noticing it. I have a live Christmas tree, and I'm like, is the Christmas tree moldy? And then I had been wearing, like, you know, because it's cold here, some, like, heavy-duty socks, and I'll put them on and walk around the house. And I'm like, so I'm not changing them every day. And I'm like, is it the socks? Did they get, like, sweaty? Because it smells like rotting.
Yeah, that smell is rotting flesh. I can't imagine that you would even remotely think that that smell could possibly come from your socks. I mean, how long has it been since you washed them?
I'm just like, is my vagina rotting from inside of me? It's in my. I'm like, what? It's smelling so bad that it smells like a carcass rotting.
Did you find it?
No, and I'm afraid to open the flue because I don't want this maggot-infested, you know, squirrel or bird or whatever the fuck.
Why do you think it's in the chimney and not underneath the
area?
House?
Well, it could be in the walls. It could be anywhere. So I've been, like, lighting incense, and I called my landlord, and he's like, well, you've got, you know, caps on your chimney. It shouldn't happen.
No,
I'm like,
you need to have the exterminator come out. The exterminator will have to look around and try to find it. If you have some sort of if a rat died or something, you need to have the landlord.
Well, I think
landlord.
It's been 2 weeks now. I think it's dissipating.
Oh.
Because it's been long enough where the flesh
needs to. Well, do you use the fire?
Well, I'm gonna. But
well, that's
going to
smell lovely.
Well, I'm going to make sure that there are other people there. Well, because if you think about it, maybe the fire will just burn it up.
Oh, yeah, and that'll smell great.
If it's going on.
Yeah, it'll just go up. The smell will just go up, honey. That's how that works.
I don't know what to do. I'm hoping that if I open
it's going to smell like a barbecue. They're going to be like, ooh, we're hungry. Meat. Smells like
rats with tails. What's for dinner? Rats with tails.
Rats with tails.
So that
if
happened,
it was me,
horrible.
I would make the landlord call the exterminator. Because that's the beauty of renting, is that you can say, we have an issue. You need to have the exterminator come out and check for rats.
Well,
and then,
like
then the exterminator has to crawl underneath the house and look around. And
there's no crawling underneath the house. I live in the Midwest.
Try to find the body.
Basements.
Well, then they have to go in the basement and look for the rat or whatever it is that
but
died in your wall.
Basement. I work in my basement.
Oh.
Speaking of my basement and working there, so I carry men's slippers. That's what I sell.
Yeah.
And I have them in a rack, and they're by this, like, a closet where there's a water, you know, a tube for the water to go in and out of the house. And as I'm, you know, they pretty much sell in the wintertime. So this year, as I'm going to sell them, I'm picking up a box, and I'm hearing, like, little
Uh-oh.
Stuff rattling around.
What is
fucking
it?
Mice diarrhea. Like, not just pellets, but, like, physically lines of poop connected to each other. They'd gone in and burrowed
in the boxes?
Slippers. And yeah, they had eaten the slippers. I lost $200 in merchandise from these fucking mice that ate into the men's slippers.
Why? And you didn't call the exterminator?
Well, I have traps down there now. And the first night, we got this huge mouse. The next night, we got a smaller mouse. Now we haven't had one since. And this is what the scenario that I said to my employees. I'm like, do you think what happens, like, the first day they're like, well, Joe's gone. I wonder, did he go on vacation? Where's Joe? And then the next day they're like, anyone see Bob? I haven't seen Bob in a while. And they're like,
pack it up. We're out. We're done.
Something's happened.
The jig is up. The jig is up.
John,
she knows.
Right. John and Bob have not come back. And the, you know, little community's like, Bob leaves behind a wife and three children.
Yep.
You know, the whole thing. But
yeah,
we haven't had one since. And I, you know, it's usually not one or two. There's usually like, you know, coming in. I think I've told the story where Mo, God rest his soul, had beaten around a mouse in my dining room. And I, thinking, being the noble person, you know, put a deli cup over it and a paper plate underneath and go throw it out the door.
Yeah, well, he just went right back inside and
he did. As he was running
past
my house.
To his wife and his kids, yeah.
He was flipping me off with both hands going, sucka, I'm coming right back in.
Yep.
So ever since then, I have lost my, like, oh, my God, we should save them and just.
No, Mo was the one who was keeping the mice from eating your stuff. Now that Mo's gone, you're going to have to.
He did do a very good job last year, let's be honest. He was not prowling the basement for these vermin. So in any case, I have a dead carcass upstairs, then I have these mice downstairs, so we'll see what happens with that. But I had this experience. I went for my annual gynae visit, and so I'm sitting there just, and she's asking me questions about my health and whatever, and she says, okay, are you sexually active? And there's this big dead silence, and I go, with myself, and she looks at me, and she doesn't know what to do, and she doesn't know what to say, and I start laughing.
She's got to know you by now. Come on.
No, it wasn't just the nurse. It was not the doctor. It was just the nurse, and she just looks at me, and I go, well, I mean, like, if you don't use it, you lose it, and she goes, I know, girls got to take. Now she's laughing, because I'm not sure in her whole career she'd ever heard someone say that before, like, admitting that they masturbated. Like, are you sexually active? And I was so, like, I was so sad to admit it. I was like, with myself. And then I was even more pathetically going, well, you know, there's someone on the horizon. I mean, there, you know, there's like, there's someone, I mean,
there's someone on the horizon.
There's possibility.
And then she said, sure there is, honey. Sure.
Exactly. She's like, okay, great. Thanks. I'm like, no, but I mean, there really is, like, there's like somebody plausible. Like, there
sure
could be.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so pathetic. It was awful.
Sure there is, sweetie. No problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we said this would be a short one, and it's got to be. So,
yes.
I do have a little
teaser for next time. I have an interesting little story for next time.
Oh,
again,
good.
A woman not from the United States. Sometimes the craziest shit is like, it's crazy. A lot of time live in England. I hate to say it.
We had a lot of England stories. Well,
good.
I look forward to hearing
that. Another cuckoo.
I don't know.
I'll tell you a teaser is that you need to, what's it called? Hang on. I'm gonna give you a little homework so you can look it up and say that to look up objectum sexual.
Objectum?
Yeah. There you go. Homework. So teaser for
next
time.
Is that Latin? Objectum sexual?
Objectum sexual.
All right, so I don't know if we're going to do a show next week for New Year's. Are we doing a show next week for New Year's?
I don't know. We'll have to see. It's going to be hard. I mean, obviously, our track record hasn't been great over the holidays. The holidays are tough for us because we get kind of busy. Not that you all aren't super important to us. You are.
Right. You are very.
Sometimes,
but I'm looking forward. We've got some new things on the horizon for next year where we've got a way now to hopefully bring in some more guests successfully, and looking forward to doing that. So, listen, if we don't talk to you before the New Year, Happy New Year! And whether you've celebrated Hanukkah or Christmas or you're an atheist or agnostic or whatever the fuck you do for this next weekend, have a great time. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Be safe. And love you, Keek. Merry Christmas.
I know. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa.
Yeah,
happy holidays in general.
And we love you guys. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. I need someone who's clean with a dirty mind.